Namaste and aloha. Many blessings.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild with Inez Williamson and Greg Honholt. My name is Greg Honholt, also known as Greg Diablo, my musical identity. And this is our debut show on Psychics Gone Wild, so I'd like you to introduce you to my lovely co-host and spiritual partner, Inez Williamson. And Inez, tell us what you do.
I do psychic readings. I listen to my guides and angels, and I'm also intuitive, and I specialize in, I have some clairvoyance too. I specialize in love and relationships and animal communication, but I am here to be of help to you. In any way that I can be, I'm really excited about being here and looking forward to reading for all of you.
Okay, and my name is...
And we're going to take just a minute because this is Psychic Skullmaw. This is Psychic Jethro, and nothing's changed. We're still the same. Call 773-897-6461. Let's have some fun. We've got 505. You're up first. We do know this is different over here. We do welcome this couple as of readers. We will be limiting it to one question calls. We've had so many responses that, yes, we are growing. There will be a Psychics Gone Wild 2 on at the other station. Stay tuned. We have new schedules. We've just hired 4 new psychics. And those of you who are tuning in to Psychics Gone Wild, please put your comments to the site. We are looking at going to A1R. 505, you're our first reader. Are you ready to have a reading by the phenomenal Inez Williamson and Greg?
Hi there. How are you?
Hi. Welcome to the show.
And we welcome you. I apologize. Could you mind if I do this, Greg, real quick, just to get anybody introduced? Can we get your first name?
Oh, okay.
Jolena.
Jolena, we thank you. And I apologize. We've had, like, all this new. And what I like to do is kind of introduce everybody a little bit. That way it's all really professional so we can use these tapes later. We have a really good set group here. We've been doing this for about 2 years, Jolena. And what we'll do is if you will just talk to Greg and Inez now. Greg and Inez, Jolena.
Hi there.
Hello.
Jolena.
Hi.
How are you? How are you?
Great. Happy Earth Day.
Good. Good. Thanks. Well, I guess we can get started, right? I just have a question about my relationship now.
Okay.
About this guy I've been dating for about almost 3 years now. I just
what are your birthdays?
6/19/76.
And his?
It is, I believe it was January 3rd. I forgot the year. He's 44.
Okay. I just wanted the that's fine.
Yeah.
That helps. All right. Now, I'm getting the sense that he is a guy that has some depth. He's a pretty deep guy. And I feel like the two of you have had a lot of closeness. But I'm sensing there's been some power struggles recently. Is that right? There's been some hot and cold stuff going on.
Yes. Uh-huh. It is, yeah.
Okay. And I get the sense that you'd like him to make some more time to spend with you, that you feel like he is being a bit distant, and you'd like him to come forward and be the way that he has been with you sometimes in the past. I feel like this started recently. The distance.
Yes.
All right. And so I get the sense it's been a little bit of a challenge, but that things are going to be turning around, but not right away. I feel like it's going to be a bit of a pause, and then you're going to see him coming back in, being more attentive. And also, when he does this, what's your approach been? Are you giving him some space?
Yes. He's been really busy, you know, writing books. So I just let him, you know, do what he needs to do, you know. And there's
writing
been
books,
a lot of, yeah. And
has this been a transformational experience?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I get that. It seems like it's been causing some stress for you a little bit, maybe causing some arguments.
The argument it started, you know, it's because, you know, I have having problem with my children, so let's you know, start arguing about it. Yeah.
I sense that you're both very, very creative and very spiritual. And I sense you have a lot of love around you. And it's about really communicating that love to each other. That's going to bring you closer together. That's going to allow you both to have more come out, too, in terms of your books. I feel like you'll really get that creativity flowing even more than it is now. But if you can go out of the way to say something really kind to him, even when you're feeling a little bit like he's not, you know, even when you're not feeling so kind, it's going to turn the situation around, and you're going to find that that deepening really helps out, that things are a lot smoother, that they're going very warm and peaceful if you take that approach.
I see. Well, do you see this relationship in like a dead end, or do you see any marriage in this relationship?
Ah, is there going to be a marriage? I do. I've got the Three of Cups here. This is about celebration. It's about having that time for a wedding. However, I think you cannot rush him. He moves slower than you do. So take your time and remember to breathe.
Yeah, I'm seeing he has a lot of mental anguish going on at this particular time, and that he's trying to let go of something so he can move on to making that commitment with you. And he needs a little support and emotional help to get through to that, to get through this particular period. But it is going to be winding up soon, I think.
Wow. That is true what you guys have said, you know. I move fast and he does. Yeah, he's taking things slow and he's a little, you know, cautious.
Of course. Yeah, and I'm getting that he really loves you to pieces. He is a sweetheart, and so are you. And I can tell you really truly love him, that, this wedding is going to be a very powerful union. When it does happen, you're really going to be a creative power couple. And I have a sense that there is a shared book to come. I think you're going to be able to come together and with your vision and really have a great public life, but also that great personal life.
Yeah, that's what my biggest fear, you know, it's like I don't want to waste it all my years and come to find out it's like a dead end, you know, like, no, I don't want to get married. So he has that in his mind, though. He wants to settle down.
He definitely does. Now, it scares him a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm the very first woman that he's lived with, you know, never been with anyone, you know, and then with two children, you know, like a package.
right.
Yeah,
he loves those kids, though. I mean, I feel like there's already like there's a warmth there. I think he's excited about it. I know he's excited about it, and I know he really, really loves you, and he wants to celebrate that union that you have as a family and as a couple.
So do you see that like this year or in the next 2 years? Is that anytime soon?
I believe that it is in the year.
Inez, sorry, we're having a little bit technical there. Are you guys? Inez was telling you it was. Janelle, please ask her, why don't we tell her where they can go to your site and get a reading from you? I know, and we've got a bunch of people, Inez, they're waiting in the queue to see you guys. They're excited about you. I apologize. We just do one question here. So if you just, you know, let her know where she can go over and get a full reading with you and keep you in business.
Okay. You can go to nrgpsychics.com.
Uh-huh. And just click on the services tab. We have a full array of a lot of different things.
Did you say that anytime soon, like soon, this year or next year? You cut off then.
I said the early part of next year.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and we love this, you guys. We've got 48 minutes, and all of you guys are writing in. We're going to pick up the pace here and do a little faster so we can get as many of our callers and friends in. Writing from emails, Isadora, listening to Inez Williamson, she has such soft energy. She's a person that we need. Inez is the best. Greg is phenomenal. We're all getting to know each other. 612, it's up to you. You're going to get to go wild. Would you like to talk to Greg and Inez?
Yes, right, absolutely.
That's great. Come on in. We're going to give you 5 minutes. I'm not being rude, but we got to start rushing. There's people behind you. They're shoving me. My hands hurt. I can't hold them back.
Of course. No worries. Hi, this is Jordana. Thank you for taking my call.
Wonderful.
I have a question. It's about a relationship as well. I ended actually this relationship about a week ago. His name is Adam. Just because it was really complicated. But then we talked again today, and there was just so much awkwardness. He was acting like almost jealous. I don't know why. And so I'm just wondering if you actually see this relationship going somewhere in the future.
All right, Jordana, I wanted to ask you real quickly, what are your birthdays?
Yeah, mine is July 19th, and his is November 27th. And that's both 1988.
All right, great. I see that this is a relationship that is taking a lot of patience on your part.
yes, it is.
Yeah.
I've got that he can be quite difficult.
Yes.
But I see him actually coming around and you know, being open to more the way that you want him to be, being there for you and listening and hearing stuff. But the thing is I think that it may be too late. That's my sense, because I feel like you're really ready to move on, that you're just frustrated with him.
Well, I am, because I'm the type of person that's like, if I can't be your first choice, I'm not going to be your second choice. I just don't feel that I deserve that. And it's complicated because he has a girlfriend who he doesn't want to be with. And so I kind of just removed myself from the situation.
Yeah. And I think it's time to move on, time to stand, away from him. And if he wants to try and come back in and change everything that's happened and be a completely better partner, then so be it. But I think until then, you need to get some space and really love yourself and know that, you know, you have so many blessings coming. You have so many people. You're going to have that love in your life that deserves you. And I just don't think he's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would say.
Yeah, no.
I would just add that I got the two of rods here, and this is about planning and maybe a sense of disappointment, maybe. And then the card after that I got was the seven of rods, which is about kind of forging ahead with being assertive and overcoming any obstacles that might be in your way with this relationship. So I would say, you know, I think you need to kind of take a stand with him and let him know that he can't, you know, he's got to decide one way or the other.
Yeah, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Hello.
Right.
The
first card I got was the fool, and I don't want that to be you.
Exactly. I think I was just more or less confused because when he was speaking with me a little bit ago, I had mentioned something about someone else, and he got really jealous, and I was like, wait a minute, you can't be that way.
Yeah, because he's constantly being that way to you. Well, open your heart and mind to new opportunities. I really enjoyed reading for you today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys so much. Have a blessed day.
You too.
You rock, and you got them rocked. We thank you guys on the line. We've got three more asking questions. They want to know with Greg. Greg, in your biography, you talk here in your bio that you do sound healing. Could you explain to us what sound healing is? And you have a cool voice. You sound like you do rock and roll. Okay. That's from Tennessee. Tennessee's getting in. We got you guys. You're going to have to get a hold of Greg and Inez. You want a greeting. What is that? Greg, can you tell them what sound healing is and why you sound like a rock and roll singer?
Well, actually, I have done a lot of rock and roll. I used to play in a band called the Street Karaoke Project. We were one of the first bands to do live band karaoke, where the singer is drawn from the audience and sings with a professional rock band. I have a lot of my music on SoundCloud page under the name Greg Diablo, if people want to check it out. That's my musical identity. But with Inez and the sound healing, what we do is She does a web chat live, and I play music while she's doing that, and I kind of key into what the issues they're talking about and try to pick something appropriate to kind of help facilitate their healing with the situation that they're dealing with. So
excellent.
We've been doing that since October.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg. And you, Karen from Chattanooga, Tennessee, you win a Living in the Psychic Realm book signed by me. And, yes, that was a psychic thing to do the answer. We are going to be playing four free readings here on Friday and Saturday. You guys that are going wild, hang on, because we're going to let you on the phone. Mr. 916, you hit the button. You're here waiting. Are you ready to talk to Greg and Inez?
Well, actually, they already answered my question. But through somebody else.
Oh, my God.
Greeting.
You already
flowered. Good.
You know what? My people on the other side usually always cut in other people's readings, and they're like, huh?
Oh,
and I know that you were saying. But if you just want to draw one card and make it quick, if you have a lot of followers.
Okay.
Oh, you take time. You have a salad, honey. Come on in, Diane. Come on.
Oh, you mean you got time? You got plenty of time?
For you, we always
get to bother you on the next show.
Well, I got Queen of Pentacles, so, yeah.
Ooh, he's going to show you. You got a queen.
Yeah, that's got that money coming in.
Yeah, it's a good fortune card.
Ooh, really?
A noble soul and more financial security and generosity coming your way.
And I got the Ace of Wands, which shows that you have the, you know, you can change your life now, that this is a time to go forth, be creative, and open yourself to the universe. You can do it all. I see opportunity knocking for you. This indicates there's that time to jump forward in terms of career and do what it is you love to do. It's a time to assert yourself.
Okay.
And,
break out of that comfort zone.
I'm going to have to make a copy of this and play it myself. I was trying to teach the angels and everybody what in the now moment meant yesterday, like with every footstep means in the now. Because I'm getting all these fantastic readings, and then some girl comes up and says, don't you even have health insurance, honey? You know, it's like, I don't want to talk about what I don't have, because to me, everything's in the now moment already happening. Do I have to make the next move then, the next phone call, the next email or something to get this going? I guess.
Yeah, so it's about finding joy in the moment, isn't it? Realizing that if there's any obstacles, you're going to go under, over, around, or through them.
And to recognize that your eternal essence embodied, you are not your body. You exist across all dimensions, all time. Don't get connected to the ego. Just say, I approve of myself about 30 or 40 times a day, and then move forward.
Mm-hmm. I do all that. Okay,
great.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm going to bother Jethro on the next show.
All right,
yeah,
many blessings.
I'll be there. And you're going to apply for our side of amateurs. Diana, don't you run for me when I want to yell at you. We've got a sixth deal we're doing, and we've got all the amateurs coming on for Jethro Gets the Out of Here show May 1st, and we're going to do a spoof show. I want you definitely a part of that. You've been here with me for 14 months. So they also said, like a ship, they're going to hit me with a bottle over the head, throw me out, and where I land, I stay. So I want you definitely there for the crucifying of Jethro. So show up that night, and we'll have you do some pennies. We love you, Diane. You know that. Going to our next person, we always do the Gone Wild song. We got a cool name, so you're going to probably win the prize because you came up with one. Sister of Soul Power, you're on now. How are you, sister?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jethro. I'm trying to figure out this crucifixion of Jethro. I'm going, what?
Your name. You came up here on Skype as Sister of Soul Power.
That's me.
I love that. I think it's cool.
That's my goal. I'm a sister initiating strategies that achieve soul power, which means you can access the perspective, take ownership for it, you know, find the worthiness in it, and have your ended and expected result. I know it's a lot, right?
That's wonderful.
I love it. Yeah.
You're going to have that lavish abundance in your life. You're going to draw people to you with that soul power and You're going to send your message. It's going to resonate with everyone. You're a powerful lady. I sense that this is a time you can really go forth with your dreams and make things happen. And I see you as somebody that you just don't take no for an answer. When you want something to happen in your life, you get it done. And I'm wondering what it is, what's your question today? How can we be of help to you?
I think it's about a relationship.
Who is that? Wait a minute now.
That's great.
I need to ask about a relationship. I'm trying to avoid that area, and here you go saying ask about a relationship. I was going to go someplace else.
Well,
and that
I
wasn't
think
Jethro, but that was the Greg. Okay, what? A relationship? What does that look like? How does someone like me have a relationship?
Well, actually, I see that I drew the Page of Cups while you were talking with Inez, and she was cueing in on that means about two things to me. Number one, that you should be paying close attention to your dreams right now. You're in a period where you're going to be moving on, developing a very strong emotional tie with someone. If you can nurture a willingness to contribute, to give something, to want to give something back, and that will put out a certain energy field that will attract you to this person. And
okay,
we'll attract them to you.
And I'm saying, who are you?
I get the sense that it is somebody that is young and has a lot of vision, and that the two of you are going to come together and have a romance that is deep and wonderful. But I really feel that your creative abilities are going to come forth, and that this is really your time to shine. I see you getting a big break and something you've been wanting to do for a long time. Do you sing at all?
I do.
I see you being able to go somewhere with your music and your songs and get that recognition. That public recognition that you've been wanting. And I also see this as a time for really spending time with family. Feel like you're going to have some fun with that. And I see travel coming in for you in the early part of the summer.
Yes.
Feel like you could use some sunshine.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm in the Sunshine State. This is Jethro.
How did you come down there? I'm telling you, this is really good. See, I called in because I hadn't listened to y'all in a while. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to this. Like, it's gone wild today. It's been so long. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to Blog Talk. I have not heard them in months. I'm so glad that I did, because now it's renewed.
Inez and Greg rocks, Sister Soul. And thank you for that. I love you dearly.
Greg,
yeah, thanks.
I'm listening to you and Inez.
Yeah, you are wonderful.
Your energy is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. And as I'm saying, I just feel so rejuvenated. And so, you know, I'm always feeling at home at this place. But I thank
you
all for that.
You're welcome. I see so many blessings ahead.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I just gotta keep my head. I gotta keep my head into the forward of those blessings, and not in the distractions that are nibbling at my ankles, as my grandmother would say.
You're absolutely right. Your grandmother's a very wise woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have to give something up.
Oh, Greg.
I know. I'm always the dark cloud here a little bit, but there is sometimes you have to make a sacrifice.
I
don't get something for nothing.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing
enough
at you. Oh. We've been gone wild here.
And I'm like,
That's why we're the odd couple.
We love this. You guys are so much fun. And now you guys know why they're on Mondays. They start our week out. I was ready to throw out the baby with the water today. I tried to cook. Everything's been crazy here. I got on the show. I'm like, I have to work. I should be out in the sun. Everybody else is partying. Now they're in here laughing, and all the people outside are going, what's Jethro doing? I'm going, doing my work. This is what I do for a living. So we love Greg and Inez. We love you, Sister Soul. I've got to go on. There's four more people behind me. Somebody, I think, may have a weapon back there. I got to keep moving. Never slow down.
Love you all.
We love,
Love you.
Too. Love you. Thank you.
Looking at the energy here, we've got one more email question coming in, and we've got it here from Seattle. In the looking at those shows, I've listened to Inez a couple times. Inez says that she does scry writing. Inez, have you ever worked with anyone to do any kind of seance writing, sky writing, or anything where you worked with someone doing automatic writing? That's what they're saying. Have you, you know, so Inez, can you tell them a story of what you do with that? They're just all excited.
Well, I actually do some spirit drawing. That might be what's coming through for them, but I'm sensing, I'm seeing that there's that energy of, I see them really taking flight. I feel like there's been some kind of an opportunity that's opening up for you. Emily tells me that you are ready for something happy to happen in your life, that there's been some darkness, but you're ready to put that behind you. You are ready to embrace that time. There's some messages coming in about healing, and I see that purple light all around you. I see that you're really wrapped in that violet flame, and I see a new person coming into the picture. I feel like you're somebody that talks to the spirits. You're somebody that has a close connection with spirit life. And I'm also sensing that there's a lot of angels around you. You are somebody that's been around the block once or twice. What are you picking up, Greg?
I'm picking up, I got the world card here, and I'm thinking that it's been a time of anxiety and stress, and that you're coming to the end of that, and it's going to be much, much better. There's a this particular time period on the kind of on the more on the big picture level has been very difficult for a lot of people. There's a lot of new energies coming in as we move on here to a higher dimensional consciousness. But it's going to get better really fast as some new changes come in, particularly in the financial system.
And
so.
Spirit is shining a light. That divine light is shining through you. And everything that you want to make happen, you're going to start to see signs and symbols and synchronicities. You're going to get the feeling that time is speeding up or slowing down. This is an amazing time, and that's right before there's a number of miracles for you. And I see your health improving. I really do see you feeling more vital, feeling more alive, and really awakening to that new day. I blessings to you. Namaste and aloha.
Yeah, hang in there.
They're right in confirmations. You guys are right on. My sister is sitting here together. We're getting chills. We can't believe how you two just read us through this. You two are amazing. You're going to be going places. I do think Greg's voice is cool. Even though you guys are together, he has a really nice voice. I'm a little bit older. My name is Helen, and I think he has a cool voice. Thank you, Helen. And we've got New York turned on. That was cool. 215, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today, 215?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Hello,
shy. Welcome.
This is Jen. Would you like to talk to Greg and Inez if I get your first name?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, hi, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Great. Can I get your first name?
It's Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Our wonderful psychics today are Inez and Greg. Would you like to ask them a question?
Yes, I would. I have been laid off for about a year, and I'm looking for a new job. My question is, is there something that's holding me back from getting this job that I need to clear from myself? And also, will I be getting a job soon? And those answers would be greatly appreciated.
All right. I do see that you're that you really have a lot of sensitivity, that you're very good with people. And I'm thinking that you need to clear away everything that's getting in the way. I think one of the things that's getting in the way is you're feeling like you're going out there and, oh my gosh, there's so much competition. It's tough. What you've got to realize is you already have this job. You are deserving of it. You are completely worthy. And trust in spirit to see you through to the next level. Trust and open your heart and open your wise mind and realize that you deserve this, that you're going to go forth. I think what's been holding you back is feelings of fear and negativity. And what you want to do with that is you want to wrap that fear and negativity up in the violet flame, throw it away and just burn it up. Poof, it's gone. What are you seeing, Greg?
I'm kind of agreeing with that, Ines. I'm kind of feeling a block in the third chakra, which is your solar plexus. It has to do with your power move to move forward. Do you have any? Have you had any like pain in your legs at all?
No.
Sometimes no. Okay.
No.
On the job question, I'm seeing that you have. I have the Page of Pentacles here, which is about being practical and developing powers of deep concentration. And this usually means really good news if you can kind of keep it on the practical level. On the outcome card, I have the Empress, which is a major arcana card, and this is about a lot of abundance and growth, developing a higher decisiveness to take more action to get to those things that you really want, desire to bring into the world.
I'm seeing getting some training or doing some training for others. I'm seeing something about training coming up for you.
Okay, that I would be a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the health or holistic field?
I do feel it would be in the health field, yes. I feel like you're really good with people and you're really good with helping them to heal. And you see that opening to opportunity. It's the end of a difficult situation. You're coming into the light now.
Have you got any funding for this education? Because sometimes the Page of Pentacles has to do with scholarships and stuff.
No, I don't. Actually, it's just something I started thinking about. So it would just be.
That's something you should look into.
Scholarship, okay. Yes, and all that. Yes, yes. But I would think that with that card, it would mean that I would be able to get the funding for that.
Right.
Okay.
If you could
great.
Put out the. It's kind of like a hard work equals success kind of formula on this card. The Page of Pentacles is about new messages coming in, good news. Once you get to that frame of mind where you know you're going to go for it and get it no matter what, nothing's going to discourage you or stop you.
That's great. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Thank
Aloha.
You, too.
Namaste.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Looking at what we've got here, we're at the 773 number. Quite a few today have gotten bounced off. Yes, Blog Talk is a brat. No, we cannot ground it. So what we got to do is all you guys got to help me. Please write in and tell them. I call in, I get bounced off. We've got six more callers, and we got 26 minutes. We're going to see these two even go a little wilder. But what we love about it and what you've been telling all of us is you guys get to pick. Who do you want to go to Spirit Radio? We've got them in there. Inez has been with us a short time, and you've already went on her site. By going on her site on psychicsgonewild.com, it monitors it. It tells me you've been on there for over a minute. Inez is one of our fastest people going up. We have great topics. Write on Psychics Gone Wild topics. What do you want to hear on there? It's our listeners. We're going to be taking this to Canada in May. They just got a hold of me. We're going to be Fridays at 2 p.m. for those ones that you pick. Let them know on psychicsgonewild.com who you want to listen to. If you go in and you pick their site, it's on the numbers. Those of you who'd like to see those numbers, when you just want to check it out, go into Psychics Gone Wild on Skype, and we're there. We talk in there. We're there for your friendship. We've lost a lot of you guys who got dropped off. I know you can't find us on Blog Talk. You can always get a hold of us if you right-click and then follow. We're working with it. Please let us know if you have any problems. Spiritual Learning Connection will not be on tonight. We have maintenance. Crystal of Fate is going to be back, and so is Amy Kavanaugh. Our little wild New York mermaid has not went anywhere. She's just working down here and helping a lot more people with spirituality. 719-225, you listen to me now. I'll listen to you. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you? Okay, the phones are doing their game.
How are you?
Great, Julia. You're on today with one of our most phenomenal couples that are taking names and not leaving hostages. Are you ready to go in here with Greg and I? Because they're wild.
Hi,
I didn't know that.
Yes, hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hello.
Basically, I was my call is about my spirituality and sort of where you see, you know, things going for me and you know, down my path.
I'm sorry, could you repeat your name one more time and your birthday?
It's Julia, and it's September 16th, 1961.
Oh, wonderful, a Virgo. I see that you've got a lot of fire, that you have a lot of independence, and that you're one of those people that really knows what she wants in life. I feel like you're going through a time of a lot of changes. Is there some changes going on around relationship?
Yeah, some frustration.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. This is a period of gestation. I'm saying I have the Seven of Pentacles first. It's about time to make long-term planning. And this will be, the other two cards I have are amazing, both Major Arcana, the Justice card and Temperance card, which are really, they're kind of like two halves of a whole almost. It's about finding balance and healing harmony.
And that mixing of energies.
Mixing of energies, right. The alchemical, mystical marriage. Reason, emotion, and spirit, getting them all together.
I see things are going to be moving at a lot faster pace for you now. Some of these delays are over. I'm sensing, is there been a separation between the two of you, or is he taking some space?
We just had a month apart between March and April.
And then?
It's been a question mark in my mind. I actually talked to Jethro once about it. I was really out of sorts, and I don't really have a clear picture of where it's going, but it's a question mark.
I do see him coming back in. I think that's why things are really speeding up for you. I see that in his heart of hearts, he truly loves you, that he is, he's wanting to be with you. He has a lot of those nasty old commitment fears. But you know what? During the separation, he found out that the problems that were coming in, the stuff he was feeling, it was really about him. It wasn't about you. And when the two of you are together, he really feels the love in his heart. So I think it's about being patient and kind of shepherding him through this period, because I do see the two of you in the end being together and having that lifelong relationship, because you know what? You've spent many lifetimes together. This is not the first
right.
time that you've been together as a couple or in each other's lives.
Right, I'm sensing that this is a kind of a life lesson that you've tried to learn in the past with the same person, and that you're getting another opportunity, as it were, if you can look at it that way.
Okay, yeah, we've been together almost 29 years, so
yeah.
It's been a while.
Absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely. sometimes he's stubborn, and you kind of get into a thing where there's a stalemate, like you feel like you're butting heads. But what I'm seeing is if you actually just step back and say something nice to him and tell him how much you love him and what you'd like to do together on a romantic level, maybe go out to that special place that he loves or go out, you know, whatever. If he enjoys going fishing, go fishing. But, you know, that's going to take the wind out of the sails of that hostility thing that comes up with him. That's going to make it feel really warm and inviting again, and you're going to feel the love shining through.
Okay. But as far as my spirituality, everything's on track with that and things are going well?
Well, that's a whole nother question, but my sense
exactly,
is that you really are opening to your spirituality and your awakening.
Yeah, that was my question. We just got off on the relationship.
Oh, on the love thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do see that you're making big changes in your life.
Right.
And Spirit's going to reward you for those, because you just have so many blessings coming in.
Right.
And the more that you give to others, the more that comes back to you in return.
All
I
right.
see a lot of abundance and love around you.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much, and you guys have
You're
a wonderful
welcome.
Day.
Thank you,
you too.
Jethro.
Many blessings.
Yeah. Keep up the perseverance and confidence.
All right. Bye-bye.
Do you, Julia, before you go, we've got a couple minutes. Yep. Could you tell us the energy you're feeling here? We have got the boards full, people going wild. Don't you think these two are like just electricity?
Yeah, they're wonderful. They do. They complement one another very well. It's like it's a nice symbiotic. They, you know, flow back and forth. Very nice.
Aww.
They are just rocking. The angels brought us to us, and they're not going anywhere. We've got one of their legs tied down and the other one's hand. They get to stay with Psyche's thumb. These two are just out there. I'm like, oh, my God, and they're so good. You know, and what I love of all you guys who are tuning in, definitely stay to Psyche's Gone Wilder, Wilder. It's going to be on at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 8 p.m. Mountain. I can't talk. 7 p.m. Pacific. And that you'll see this couple again. They're, these are double. These two do this very well together. We're going into the next person. Julia, thank you. The phones are clicking. They're statically. Somebody's got electric going. 631, are you ready for some fun?
Yes, hi, my name is Suzanne, and I just wanted a reading, please.
All right, Suzanne, what's your birthday?
10/5/60.
Ah, you are a Libra like me, my dear.
Good.
All right. I'm sensing that you are ready for, you're ready to manifest your hopes and dreams.
I am.
You've set your, I get the feeling you've already set your intent. You know what it is that you want from life, and it's just you're getting out there in the process and making it happen. And I get the feeling that you are magical, that you have a lot of leadership abilities. I see you as somebody that is able to guide people. You're able to give and take direction, and I see you with a vision. I think you have a really important vision of the future. I'm also wondering, in terms of love, something going on there, something...
Yeah, I like two people. I don't know, one's from the past, sort of, one's from the future. I don't know which one, or if either like me, I don't know.
Okay, what are their first names?
Sean and Matt.
Okay.
That's fine, because I had the Eight of Swords, which is about feeling a sense of indecision and bondage over this. That was like the first card I pulled.
I feel like one of these guys wants to give you the world, that he spoils you rotten, that he is just sweet as pie. And yet I feel like... You think you should be going out with him. You think he should be the one, but it's the other one that really moves you, the other one that has that, that you feel that passion with.
Yeah, you're right. But what do you see with them?
Well, I have, like, the last card I pulled in the outcome card was the Six of Cups, but before that I had, which is about exactly what Inez just described, this feeling of close connection. But it's also about past longing, like a nostalgic yearning. So that kind of makes me think, wow, this is kind of connected to the person that from your past, okay? And then I have in the middle here, I have the Five of Swords, which is about sense of limitation or setback. Right now, I figure since it's in the present position that you're kind of feeling a little demoralized maybe with a sense of limitation about how far you can move forward.
And
I guess you were saying that you think she should be with the guy from the past or the future. I mean that
well,
present.
Actually, I'm feeling like she there's a lot she loves about the past, but I'm feeling like this guy in the future, that's the one that she's going to build her life around. That's the one that's going to bring her that true fulfillment,
mm-hmm.
that real peace and abundance. And that happy home life with the flames running through all four corners of the wands.
Well, do you see marriage or living together or anything in the future?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know when?
This is about living together, building your life together as a couple, about that marriage. And my sense is it's not coming up tomorrow. It's going to be a little bit longer. I'm thinking that it is fairly soon, though. Sometime next year is what I'm getting.
Yeah, there's still some things I think that you kind of have to get through to get to that. It's like you have to, there's like a little bit of a test you're going to have to go through.
Yeah, like the ring.
And the other guy, yeah. You just kind of think give up, or?
I think there's so much, there's a lot of hurt there, isn't there? I feel like he, a part of you doesn't want to let go of him because you feel kind
right.
of bad for him.
Right.
You don't want to hurt him because you know that you shared a really special dream together. But I think that your place is, I think you've learned your lessons together from him, at least in this lifetime. That's my sense. But you know what? You have
yeah.
the ability.
Oh, it's true. And real quick, can I just ask, do you see my son coming back to live with me at all? He's 12.
What's his first name?
Nicholas.
You know, I feel like that he is going to. He really wants to. He's had a lot of stress. He's had kind of a tough time, and I think he does want to come back and live with you, and I think that he will. I think it's sooner than before
you
get married.
Do you have any idea
when? Yeah, before you get married, but, you know, somewhere in a few months. I'm thinking about.
You mean a few months from now to a year?
Yeah. 5 or 6 months.
All right. That would make sense. I don't know. I could feel it, too. I think his dad's going to remarry and stuff, but I don't know.
I think you're right about his dad.
His
dad.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right. So that's good news. So just, you see, about getting aged about a year and my son coming back. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for calling in. We're going to take just a second here, a little bit, to clear the airwaves, to get everything a little bit. I thank all of you. We're down to the last 12 minutes. We've had a lot of calls drawn up. I apologize once again. Get a hold of Blog Talk for that. We do have a lot of you guys who are coming in. We love you dearly. We're giving it to you the best. We brought you the phenomenal Inez Williamson and Greg, and I apologize. I know his last name, but I can't write this second catch. I've got it on the site. I can't get my site to open. If you are in chat having any problems, please hit on the monitoring button. We are experiencing a lot of technical difficulties, and I apologize to you. Blog Talk Radio is just how it is. What's excellent, you guys, and what you've done is you've made us the number two show for Supernaturals internet radio shows. Thank you for voting us in for 2013. We're ready to roll for 2014 already. You're going to be getting emails. You're going to be getting, please vote. Put this people on the directory. I've got to tell you, this couple here shouldn't only be on a directory couple, but we should vote both for Greg and for Inez because they're both phenomenal. We will be playing our music for all the people we sponsor, and I will play your music, So Unique. We didn't forget you. We just have had a really crazy day with technical wiring, and just be grateful we got the show on. We love all of you guys. We're going to go to our next caller. It looks like it may be our last. No, we got another caller. Well, you guys keep finding callers in. There's more coming. We've got you there. We know you're there. Let's try this one. Let's see. 760, how are you?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling.
I didn't think I was going to be able to make it in. My name is Chuika. I know. My name is Chuika. I just want to see if I can get a reading, maybe on spirituality or something.
Absolutely.
My birthday,
what's your birthday?
Is 12/13/81.
Oh, beautiful. Sagittarius. You are a dreamer.
Yes.
You love to travel.
Yes, I do.
I feel like you are on the, you're getting ready to go on the road, and I do see you as that person that you love being out in the world, and you have a lot of zest for life. I feel like you're one of those people that you're a connector person. You connect groups of people together, your friends see you as that kind of social glue. You are really loved by a lot of people. I'm sensing that you're going to have, you say you're opening to spirituality and you've got a lot going on. I feel like you are recognizing there's no separation between us.
What I'm seeing, Tarika, is that this is a time of expansion for you spiritually, that I have the Eight of Rods here, which is about there'll be new signals coming in and swift activity. Your attention might be a little bit diverted at this point. I see next is the Ten of Cups, which is about finding your way to your true home. I think there's been this inner yearning within you, and you've always kind of been distracted by something that comes along, and then you get taken off the path, and then you try to find your way back. And
yeah. It's
like you go, kind of go through this cycle of being distracted because you have a very fertile imagination. So this is a time like maybe narrow down your options a little bit because you have such incredible creativity. But sometimes you get a little indecisive about which way you want to actually go.
That's what I feel right now. I feel lost.
Yeah. It's like the important thing is to kind of distinguish between reacting and responding. You really want to be response-able, okay?
Okay.
And understand what your potential is, which is infinite, okay, here. And don't get distracted by some of these other things, and learn how to say no, too, to some things. I see you as being a very kind person. Sometimes people divert your time and energy away from what you really want to do.
Yes.
You have to be a little bit firmer in that area, too.
And I see you really opening up to your gifts and your opportunities. I see this as a great time of awakening for you, your guides and angels are, a lot of messages are coming into you now very fast. And sometimes you have to really listen to what they're saying. And if they tell you, okay, I'm going to drive across the country, I'm going to go to this place and meet with this group of elders, then you do it. You follow spirit. Because I have a feeling that something special is coming for you, that you're meant to be on a spiritual path. And also, are you doing some meditation?
Yeah, I started to. I'm trying anyway. It's hard, but it's because I told my ancestors were shamans, and they said I am a healer and that empath and the medium.
Yes.
But I take depression pills and Xanax, so I think I read that kind of blocks you from spirituality. I'm not sure, so I was just like, I was feeling lost. I didn't know what to do.
So get back on your path.
Yeah, I was meditating.
That's what Spirit's telling you. Get back on your path. You know, lose the crutches. If you have any crutches in your life, let go of them. And embrace that love and listen to Spirit, because Spirit's never wrong. I see a lot more blessings coming up in your life.
Yeah, Ten of Cups is not bad.
Ten of Cups, did it say?
Yeah, that was that's what I saw coming with my reading with you. But it's a sense of like having to kind of focus your energies, like because you had the Seven of Cups near, which is about kind of reevaluating and figuring out where you want to narrow down your choices and focus your energy a little bit more.
Returning to family.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. I would say, like from what you just said about your heritage with the shamanistic culture, that's something you should definitely pursue there, and maybe narrow down anything that gets you in the way of that.
Yeah, that's what kind of was pulling me more than like them, because they were saying Allegra was telling me maybe I should take like mediumship classes, but the thing that was pulling me more was like the shaman, and then she was saying, well, maybe I should do both. But I get anxiety attacks this last year, so like they were saying maybe it was because the spirit's energy, but then I was thinking maybe it's because emotional stuff that I've been through a long time ago. So
yes.
I was kind of scared.
And just know that you are beautiful, you are wonderful, and you are loved. And forgive
and you
yourself, and forgive others. Love yourself, because you know when you love yourself, then you that love resonates out to others and it comes back to you.
Okay.
You are beautiful. You're a healer, and that you are empathic. That's why you're going through so many feelings, so much feeling. I feel like some of it's even stuff coming up from you from past lives. And that's why some of it doesn't fit together and it doesn't always make total sense. But as you listen more and more to Spirit, those messages are going to come through to you loud and clear. You're an amazing lady. Don't ever doubt that.
Right. I agree.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I love hearing you guys. Even when it was other people, I was just like stuck hearing your guys' radio station.
We
no,
love you.
I'm saying amazing things ahead for you.
And please call again.
Thank you guys
fearless.
So much.
Fearless.
And
thank you.
Namaste. You can reach us at nrgpsychics.com or Psychics Gone Wild.
We love you guys. We're down to 4 minutes. We got one person that slid in by the fast of his pants. We're going to do it real quick. Those of you who haven't had enough, I'm on Healing Fountain. Jen Brinkle wants us to go to United Kingdom, so tune in to Healing Fountain today, Monday. Psychic Jethro, I'm going to go over there and see if I can remember how to read or what I'm supposed to do in this world. 509, you've got 3 minutes to go wild with these two wonderful people. Are you ready, 509? You're shy.
Hello, 509.
Hi.
I think we scared him. 509 just found himself and now they're happy. We're so glad. If you need that time alone, we will let you have it. Please don't smoke because I used to and it makes me want it more. But I do want to tease all of you guys. This has been one of our phenomenal shows. You guys remember this and what we've got. I want to thank you, Greg. I want to thank you, Inez. We've got a lot of changes here. I've had all of you guys writing me. I know today we didn't get a chat room. I didn't even get the music. We will play it. I know, Solonique, I love you guys. Yes, I love you, Sir Magnus. I love all of you.
We love you.
And this is like family. You guys have just rocked. I do have a couple questions real quick on the emails. I'm getting so excited I can't speak. It's going to not be pretty when Jethro can't talk. We got some things happening. They're asking me, why did we get so many new people when you guys were good, when these guys are even more? Now I can't do my work, and I'm going to get fired. Thank you, Fred, from Colorado. You go to work. I want you to buy a reading from these two. He's been writing me the whole time off of Facebook. The man is going off the rocker. He just said, he goes, I'm going to probably get fired, but now I'm giving out the phone number to Psychics Gone Wild. We'll be calling from the bathroom from the Rocky Mountains. So we love you, and stay wild. Don't ever forget, we're not here for you. We're here for everyone. And what we've got is, I'm going to try you one more time. 509, did you get the phone to work? Oh, I'm so sad. Well, that's why those phones, that's why we all throw them to the river. No, don't, if you're going to call us. I don't want you to do that. I'm just teasing. We've got to roll. Inez and Greg have told you their site. Get on there, get a reading. Inez is our secret grab a star psychic. You guys buy a reading with Inez, you call me, you give me a referral on it, and we'll double back it. We'll buy you another reading by Inez for another one of your friends. The first three people that do it here by the end of May. Grab Inez, get your reading, send me the receipt. Tell me I had a reading by Inez. I want my friend to see her too, and Psychics Gone Wild will pay for it. You guys, we have always secret games.
Oh,
we always have prizes. You guys run me wild. What we love the most is when you get ready for us on Spirit Radio California, look out, because we're now going to hit from all of the coast here and United Kingdom. And what we love is you guys stay tuned, because like I said, you never know when we've gone wild again. Out the door we go. They're kicking us out. Do you two want to tell these wonderful people a goodbye?
Well, thanks for everybody who called. We had a great time.
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you, everyone. We love you so much. So many blessings.
Yeah, it was fun.
Aloha and namaste.
These two wild ones are going to be back Monday. We know where they live. We'll be at their door asking them for more cookies. You guys don't stop sending out. We had a new thing that came today. You guys made me laugh so hard. I don't know who's sending out the silly little kid with the red hair, but I giggled all day. That is cute. I do love jokes. I do get kind of kinky, silly ones. I'm a little goofy. Sometimes I act like a kid. Send me more jokes.
Oh, yeah. Got to have that laughter. Isn't it the best medicine?
And here we go. Goodbye, everybody. Now the button got us. Here we go.